This is your Eagle Radio News for Thursday, June 2nd. I'm Petty Officer Zach Thomas. Commander, Destroyer Squadron 15 conducted bilateral training with the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Personnel from JS Turizuki during USS Ronald Reagan Carrier Strike Group's 2022 deployment. Turizuki joined Commander Task Force 70 CSG-5 on May 24th and integrated with the DESRON 15 team, enhancing interoperability and surface operations while supporting the strike group during carrier qualifications for Carrier Air Wing 5. This builds on the training JS Turizuki conducted with CSG-5 units during Ronald Reagan's sea trials that concluded on May 17th. Turizuki and DESRON 15 conducted various training evolutions to include visit board search and seizure, expendable mobile anti-submarine warfare training target, and electronic warfare exercises, which demonstrate the commitment of the U.S. and Japan to share information together at sea. The alliance between the JMSDF and U.S. Navy seeks to advance joint operations, interoperability, and other principles that underpin security and well-being for the Indo-Pacific region. The embarked DESRON staff is supporting the Ronald Reagan Carrier Strike Group, which departed Commander Fleet Activities Yokosuka May 20th to support security and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. U.S. 7th Fleet is the largest number of fleet in the world, and with the help of 35 other maritime nation allies and partners, the U.S. Navy has operated in the Indo-Pacific region for more than 70 years, providing credible, ready forces to help preserve peace and prevent conflict. To read the full article, please visit www.navy.mil. This has been your Eagle Radio News. Tune in to AFM for the latest news updates and like us on Facebook to have the news delivered to you. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, have a great day.